I love that. And so what is humble for you?
Like humble to me is always learning. It's, the ideal room is I'm the dumbest, poorest person in the room, right? That's the ideal room. So that's where I can learn the most. But in any room, I can learn. But I sometimes find my ego trying to put my chest out, being like, well, we're doing all this great stuff. You guys should come ask me questions. But that really doesn't help me grow, right? So I have to like purposely remind myself, all right, be humble, seek out people that know more than you, that are, that have achieved more.
What are your thoughts on self-improvement and doing better and martial arts? Well, if you are open to listening to something like that today, then Solomon is going to be a great person to listen to. He owns over 20 martial arts schools in the Northeast United States, and you're going to hear some amazing analogies, one specifically related to airplanes. It helped me out a lot. I feel like it could help you too. So this is the show, Your Successful Solutions, the podcast that helps go-getters make action their greatest habit. My name is Ian Tolson. I will be your host. And I hope you enjoy the show, that you get lots of value out of it, that you like hearing this. And overall, have a great rest of your day and keep being who you are. All righty. Cheers. How many schools do you have?
30 full-time schools and a few rec centers.
Yeah, I really like that. How would you say that you do that when you say, I'm working on being more humble, I don't want to be the proudest person in the room? Like, how do you keep yourself in check in order to apply that?
I've been working on myself since I was probably 16. Be at a seminar and realize, wait a minute, I'm talking most of the time. And the talking isn't questioned. So if that's not the case, I'd say, all right. I'm happy to share with people, the stuff that I know, my experiences, but again, I need to be humble for me to grow. So purposely listening to podcasts every day, reading every day, and putting myself, surrounding myself with smarter, better people.
Wow. I like that. I like that a lot. And I'm curious, what happened at around the age of 16 that caused you to be interested in self-improvement?
I think I always naturally wanted to be better. Somebody gave me like my first Anthony Robbins tapes, and it was tapes, I listened to them in the car when I would drive, and being 16, it was like perfect timing. So if you drive on average 11,000 miles a year, and you listen to audios the entire time, it's equivalent to a 2-year education in 3 years of driving. Huh. So I always thought, all right, well, I'm already driving anyway. I might as well be learning something.
That's really cool, man. I respect that, really.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you open to networking or talking with other people, or have a business idea that you'd like to share, or want to get to know other people that might be able to help you? Then I have a networking group that you may like to be a part of. I'll include the link below. It's at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And everyone's on there is there to help each other out. I've referred multiple people business because of this one group. You may as well get included. It's free promotion. And if you're looking for something, you're like, man, I just got to find that one extra thing, then this is a perfect thing for everyone to check out. I'll include the link below. Enjoy the rest of the show. I hope you're having a wonderful day. All righty. Cheers.
What age did your journey begin?
I mean, I was born into entrepreneurship without paying attention to it. I was always in the mindset of that's what I have to do too, or that's what I want to do. The real thing that hooked me, though, was the thought of being an employee and always having the potential of someone else deciding your career fate, of you either get to or not get to work here based off of potentially what somebody else says about you. And that always kind of scared me. What would you say got you into martial arts?
Like the Karate Kid movie? Like the hero always knew martial arts, and the hero, had this like journey of learning through their master. And I was always like, that's awesome. So that made me want to do it. Like, I didn't know I wanted to be in the business, but I knew I loved martial arts, or the concept of it, at least before I started. And then once I started in the martial arts, I naturally have always been a kind of business curious person. I would say almost my entire life. I like the business side of everything. And I was always trying to understand that.
That's really cool. What viewpoints or mentalities have you picked up that you feel has helped you in your personal life?
The martial arts is a natural mirror of what I believe the average person's life should be. I was lucky and fortunate enough to be, surrounded by people that, healthy, disciplined, focus, respect, You know, when you fall down, it's okay to fall down. Just get back up again. You know, you're hurt. Okay. Got it. You're hurt. Get back up. Let's keep moving. I always think I'm just like so lucky to be in the right place at the right time.
That's awesome, man. I can really respect that. And I just admire the career path that you chose and also how you made it very successful for yourself.
I am truly surrounded by a group of people that is extraordinary.
Wow. And how do you feel that you said your business partner was able to influence the direction of this business?
I mean, she's a strong-minded, smart person, and together, you know, our chemistry together is good enough that, you know, we're able to like argue, but still be completely supportive and disagree and still be supportive. And still, you know, at the end of the day, the moving the ball in the right direction is what we're always going to do. But we both know the other person has everybody else's best interest at heart. Like, you know, I might make a mistake, but I did it with the intention of doing something right.
Gotcha. Thanks for sharing. With taking on someone else's viewpoint with your particular position, like how do you feel when getting into someone else's thought process and saying, okay, I can agree with that? Like what kind of things happen in relation to maybe seeing the other person's viewpoint or taking the other person's side when in interacting with those kind of situations?
Solomon, I have a brand new way to do this. You should try it. And these are the results that I've already gotten, and it's better than your results. I'd be like, oh, great, let's do it his way now.
Wow. That's really cool that you can be open to that kind of
Oh, yeah, we're completely open to anything. The only thing we're not open to is stagnation and not growing. So.
That's awesome. I like that. So one thing that I'm perceiving off of what you're saying is that even if there might be tinier disagreements along the way, there's like an overall or overarching agreement of like, I
Yeah,
see
there's a
this.
good opinion. Yeah.
That's awesome. I really like that.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. I want to respect your time, and I definitely appreciate everything that you're sharing with here. Is there more that you want to share or something that you feel would be vital for someone else to know if they were listening to this?
Well, I think if they're a new entrepreneur, realize that there's no direct line to success. It's, you know, it's all up and down. It's, you know, we always use the airplane analogy, like an airplane from, I believe, from New York to Hawaii is never going in a straight line to Hawaii. It's a constant course correction. So you need the temperament to realize like there's constant issues. And that sometimes people think like business ownership is going to be this like glorious, fun, I'm a business owner. You know, the reality of it is it's like having a job, but you really have all the jobs. Business ownership is not like this glorious thing. I think it can, you know, the benefits, if done well, can be unbelievable, but realize that there's gonna have to be a struggle. You're gonna have to give up something to get something.
Wow. And I like how you said that. It's the idea of, you know, taking a plane from New York to Hawaii, I believe in its constant course correction. I think that's a really accurate and helpful analogy for someone to understand what kind of viewpoint is successful. You also said the word temperament. What is, in your own words, what does that mean for you?
Throws you off the rails every time something doesn't go your way, and you know you're not going to live a fun life. You know, I know people that I have a guy that I used to, I don't really talk to him in a while, but he owned a business for a super long time, and he used to like say he dreamed of just working for somebody else because he just, you know, just like he didn't want the hassle anymore, you know.
Is there a certain place that people can reach out to you if they're local in the area or if they wanted to find out more about your business?
You know, on Facebook, Instagram, Solomon Brenner. I don't sell anything or do anything, but yeah, that's great. Anybody, you know, I could help with or has some ideas of helping me, I would love to.
Cool. That's awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else that you'd like to share or say in the
No, sir. Thanks for having me. I hope that I can be of any service. And you've always been wonderful about your follow-up. It's fantastic.
Well,
So
thanks.
thank you so much. And
Yeah.
again, great hat.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Well, hey man, I'm really excited to get this episode out. It's been awesome speaking with you and being able to understand your viewpoints and mentalities. I mean, I really think that viewpoint on the airplane correction is going to stick with me for a long time. So thank you for sharing that.
My pleasure. You have a wonderful day, sir.
I will. You too, Solomon. Cheers.
See you.